there's a lot of time spent on it. Last year's event, we started planning it in June. This year's, where we're going to a day and a half, we started in January.
Right, okay.
So yeah. It's scaled a lot bigger. I mean, the pub funds quite a lot of it. And the guys at the pub, Alison and Mark, who are backing us all the way, they're doing a lot behind it. All the things we learnt from last year, we've improved this year.
Yeah.
And we're making a big impact to do that. So there is, you know, there's a bit of financial backing there, but not masses. Not like,
no,
we're not getting anything major like some other festivals around here or anything like that.
And it's, you're not earning high, major money out of this, are you? And this is for the love of it, yeah?
Yeah. It's basically to give the bands out there some really good exposure. And, you know, we had 1,200 people turn up last year, they reckon, at the peak of it.
That's fantastic.
And if you're playing to that many people, there's not many bands around here who are going to get to play to that.
Ever.
And just play to that because they've come to see them. There's too many major acts out here who local bands are put on to support, or festivals where they're putting a main stage on with the well-known acts. But we've got these alternative stages and things like that where people who are playing locally are going, oh yeah, I've played with whoever, but they're not being watched because everyone's going to watch these other acts who people know and their household names.
What does it cost to go?
It's free.
Wow.
Completely free.